And whoever marries her who is put away or divorced from her husband commits adultery. But we're told that something comes later to change that other than death. Show me. Show me the scripture. We know that they're divorced. Someone says, oh no, they're divorced in God's eyes. Wait just a minute. You're telling me that when Matthew 19, the first time around, when the man divorced his wife, divorce meant this. That is, that the marriage was sundered and civil papers were obtained or whatever procedure was used. The marriage was sundered. You're saying divorce means that the first time. Now you're saying we're going to circle around again to Matthew 19:9 later, and with those same two people, use it again, but assign divorce a different meaning. I say you. I'm not accusing you of that, Ron. I've read the arguments, though. I've read what's been said. Divorce was divorce. There's one lawful and there's one unlawful. Both result in a marriage being sundered. And there's consequences to that. I know I'm saying the same thing over and over again. I don't have some script here. But that's what the Bible says. And that's all we can stand on. And there's nothing said in the Scriptures about something happening after the fact and becoming the cause. If planned fornication can be the cause, then can lust in the heart be the cause? What else can be the cause? You and I know what fornication is. When Ron spoke to that, what fornication was one night this week. And he clarified that very well. Brethren, I don't see that we're wrangling to words on words to no effort. It's a matter of what the Lord said, and are we going to stand on what He said, just what He said, and leave it at that.